This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. An explosion at a luxury Havana hotel has killed nearly two dozen and injured many more. We get more from AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
At least 22 people were killed Friday in an explosion, apparently caused by a natural gas leak at a luxury hotel in Havana, Cuba. The 96-room Hotel Saratoga was undergoing renovations, and no tourists were staying there at the time. Havana Governor Reynaldo Garcia Zapata told the Communist Party newspaper Granma. The chief of hospital services at the Ministry of Health told reporters at least 74 people had been injured. Cuban state TV reported the blast was caused by a truck that had been supplying natural gas to the hotel. No details were provided on how the gas ignited. I'm Mike Rossi.
The count of U.S. deaths from COVID-19 is now nearing 1 million, and there's a wealth of data making clear which groups have been hit the hardest. More than 700,000 people 65 and older have died. Men died at higher rates than women. White people made up most of the deaths overall, yet an unequal burden fell on Black, Hispanic, and Native American people, considering the younger average age of minority communities. Racial gaps narrowed between surges, then it widened again with a new phase and new wave. Most deaths happened in urban counties, but rural areas paid a high price at times as well. Again, the count of U.S. deaths from the COVID-19 is now nearing 1 million, and they have used some data to discover who was hit hardest. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com.